It is the live Saturday edition of the show, and as always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That is, again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
Torgo's sitting in for the Mark who is normally here, but he's currently at some sort of a self-help seminar. We'll find out what that's all about on Monday night. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. So the AP reporting that Chicago is about ready to jump into a foie gras ban.
Right, and this has been covered initially when they were talking about it on Free Talk Live before.
That's correct. They were considering it. Now it's actually going to happen. According to the AP, these are dangerous times for ducks and geese in Chicago. With the city's ban on foie gras, a delicacy made of duck or goose liver, just days away from going into effect, upscale restaurants in the city are serving it up like never before. They put together special menus with names like Foie Gras, Farewell to Our Good Friend, featuring that friend in course after course, searing it, chilling it, throwing it into salads, and turning it into sauce. At the same time, foie gras enthusiasts are cooking up a lawsuit to keep it on the menu in the city or to put it back after the ban goes into effect this week on August 22nd. That would be Tuesday.
Yes.
Holding fundraisers to finance their foie gras fight and asking diners to sign petitions in support of that fight. And those diners, they're savoring it a lot more, or at least more often than they would have, had the city not voted in April to side with animal rights activists and ban it because of what the activists say is in the inhumane way the geese and ducks are force-fed to make their livers bigger.
Is that why it's being banned?
Yep.
Is that what they're claiming now? Because initially, the ban on it was because it had such a high fat content.
Really?
Yes.
I'd not heard that.
Yep, that was in the article. Now, this was when you were out of town. It was Johnson and I and Mike D hosting the show.
That's why I hadn't heard it.
Yeah.
I listened to the show. I just didn't retain it.
Okay. Well, okay. Yeah, we had talked about it, and it was a city councilman who had originally brought the whole thing forward, and he's also looking to bring in bans on all fried foods and just all
trans
kinds
fat.
Of stuff.
Trans fat's what they want to ban.
Well, not only trans fat, just
frying?
Just frying, yeah. He wants to ban anything that could potentially raise your cholesterol or... The guy's insane. Insane.
You might as well if you're going to do that, you might as well go all the way and mandate that every person run for 30 minutes a day or engage in 60 minutes of exercise every other day. Like, kind of like in, don't they do that in 1984 where everybody has a monitor in their living room and they have to get on at a certain time run or do exercise?
Right, yeah, and they kind of have to report in when they get home, anytime they get anywhere, they have to report in and hold up their little ID badge saying, this is where I am and what I'm doing. And
you got to make sure that everybody's being a healthy citizen.
Yep.
Well, foie gras and those diners, they're savoring it a whole lot more. Again, there's just more attention being brought to foie gras. So because the city has made such a stink about this issue, now more people are trying it. People like me, who before hearing this story, I'd really never heard of foie gras. I'm not somebody that goes to fancy restaurants. I don't know what all these exotic dishes are. But now I do. Now I know exactly what it is. I'm not rushing out to try it, but a lot of people did.
Yep.
A lot of people said, well, what is this? Why are they banning it? I should try it before they ban it. And so now they've made it more popular. There are other things, according to Ben Goldhirsch, who recently enjoyed the extensive foie gras farewell menu at MK, a trendy downtown restaurant. He says, quote, there are other things I might have ordered, but I thought, I'm on the clock. But to the chefs who prepare the buttery indulgence and the customers who are doing the indulging, this is more than just a last hurrah for for foie gras. This is a chance not only to wrap their mouths around foie gras, but also to wrap foie gras in the flag. According to Mario Lara, who was concerned enough about the issue to buy a table for four at a foie gras fundraiser, he said, they're going too far when they tell you what to eat and what not to eat. This is America, or at least... It's still America, and it's going to continue being America.
It's kind of what's left of America.
Yeah. It's America without any of the freedom anymore, basically.
Right.
And sounding more like politicians talking about the Middle East than a piece of meat that gets its size by sticking a tube down a bird's throat and force-feeding it, enthusiasts voice their concern that foie gras will not be the last tasty treat to make its way from the menu to city ordinance. Will veal be next? How about lobster? Because there is actually some sort of a ban, I think it's in Italy, or one of those European states, where if you there was somebody that was sent with was fined for having the lobsters out of the water at their restaurant. They just had them sort of on display out in front of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
They just weren't in the water, so that was judged cruelty to animals, and the guy was fined for it. So how far are we away from that here in America?
Now, had the lobsters been inside the restaurant in the water, they would have been being kept in that water specifically for the purpose of being killed later that evening.
Right.
But that's not cruel. Keeping them outside is cruel. The lobster thing always gets me when it comes to animal rights activists. Oh, he doesn't have them in the water. That's cruel. Do you have any idea what happens when you order a lobster at a restaurant? Because they take a live lobster out of the water
right.
and dip it face first in boiling water.
Is that how they do it? I didn't
yes.
know. Well, it's not cruel. It's still water. 800-259-9231. Do you think that the foie gras ban is appropriate? Are you a supporter? Because I actually had some dinner with some of my family recently, and there were, my aunt and uncle were down, and they live just outside of Chicago. Just
okay.
outside. And so obviously they're clued into what's going on there. And I normally don't bring politics up at the table, but somehow things, they were talking about restaurant items anyway. They were talking about their experiences eating at restaurants. So I just threw out the question. I said, well, what do you guys think of the foie gras ban? And at first they didn't know what I was talking about. They acted as though they weren't sure exactly what I was referring to. And I think it was because, or my girlfriend suggested that she thought it was because they didn't expect someone outside of Chicago to be aware of what was going on in the area.
Right.
And so I caught him off guard, and I said, what? The what? I said, foie gras. The what? Foie gras. It's duck. Geese. Oh, yeah, that. Oh, it's about time, is what they said.
What?
And they just don't care. I didn't get into it. I could have jumped on them for it.
Sure, absolutely.
I could have gone all off on them for this. Because they just don't care. They said, oh, it's about time. We don't eat that. It really doesn't. It doesn't matter to us. It doesn't affect us. And it just bothers me. It just bothers me so much to see people not caring about the freedoms of others. Because
right.
when you aren't paying attention, they're taking away other people's liberties. They're taking away, in this case, they're taking away the liberties of the chefs and the ownership of these restaurants in the city of Chicago to offer the food that they want to offer to their clients. That's essentially what they're doing.
Now, see, that's the thing. They're like, oh, it doesn't affect us. It most certainly does affect you. Even if you're not somebody who eats foie gras, for example.
Right.
So you don't care whether or not a restaurant has foie gras on their menu. Well, did either your aunt or your uncle consume any sort of an alcoholic beverage?
They do, typically. I can't recall as to whether or not they did.
But that. They do, occasionally, yeah. I'm sure. I'm not saying they're alcoholics. I'm just saying
sure.
I'm sure they've had a drink or two. Now, if there was a citywide ban on alcohol in restaurants in Chicago, you could still drink at home, but a citywide ban on alcohol in restaurants in Chicago, that would directly affect them. How do you think they would feel if all of the non-drinkers didn't care? How do you think they would feel if they brought it up
doesn't
to somebody?
Doesn't affect me.
Oh, it doesn't affect me. I'm not a drinker. Whatever. How's that going to make them feel when they're being directly impacted by a lot? No.
You know what the sad thing is? My uncle, he's formerly from Germany. So you would think that somebody like that would have some sort of a concept of what's going on here. That they would be able to identify this tyranny, this totalitarianism, this sick control state that we live in. He had the same exact attitude. They both had the same exact attitude. Oh, it's about time. No big deal. 1-800-259-9231. If you feel the same way, if you think the foie gras ban is a great idea, according to one of the guys that they interviewed here, it's a slippery slope, he says. Given animal rights activists' success in getting foie gras banned in Chicago, Chef Dieter Durand is confident that they'll take aim at other foods as well. He says pretty soon we're going to be eating grass. And you know what? I hope they do keep cracking down. I hope they just keep telling chefs in Chicago, you can't fix foie gras, you can't fix this, you can't use trans fat, in fact, you can't even fry your foods, no more cooking lobster. Just go ahead. Keep telling the chefs what they can and can't cook, and watch as they all leave the city.
All you can serve is iceberg lettuce. That's it.
1-800-259-9231. There's got to be somebody out there that supports this ban. Maybe I'm missing something. Seriously, I'm open-minded. I want to hear about this. Maybe I'm missing something. Why should we ban foie gras? 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to, and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that, and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It works great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Number 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. I want to hear from you, especially if you are in favor of Chicago banning foie gras. It's a delicacy. It's a dish that not too many people order, though more have been here in recent days. It's a duck or a goose that has been force-fed in order to make its liver much larger, and I guess they serve it's just the liver, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. It's I think the liver is ground and then made mixed with other things. I'm not 100% sure, though.
So coming up this week, Chicago is going to be banning this dish from being sold or served in the restaurants in the city. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. If you think it's appropriate for government to be telling people what they can and cannot eat. By the way, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including the updates that we have. You get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. At updates.freetalklive.com. Again, get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. We go straight to the phones and to the fun to Myth in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you just mentioned about the goose liver ban. I think the point needs to be made that what shouldn't be banned is goose liver, but the inhumane practice of torturing an animal into an unnatural shape to produce an oversized organ that really is done for profit margin.
Now,
if these guys want to raise enough geese, you know, to supply the goose liver market, that's fine. But you just don't have to torture the animals in the meantime.
I'm not here to defend the practice of force feeding an animal. The people that the lobbyist group here claims that it's not torture. They claim that it's fine. It's not a big deal. It's not painful. So you can take one person's side of it or the other. I don't care. I think that there's no place at all whatsoever for any government to ban anything like that. I think that what would be much more effective, Myth, is for if people like you were really concerned with it, you could go to restaurants that that serve foie gras and say, you know what, this is wrong. I don't appreciate you putting this on your menu. In fact, I'm never going to come back here unless you take it off of your menu. I think that the marketplace is the best way to handle things like this. I think it's kind of lame to run to mommy government to have them ban things like that.
Well, let me make this parallel. Let's assume I want to open a restaurant devoted to cannibalism. I go to someone before they die.
It's not even legitimate, dude. Well, you're talking about human beings now.
Let me give you an example. I pay someone $10,000 before they die. I get their body when they're done, mm-hmm. To serve to my clientele. There's nothing but winners there. The person gets $10,000. I have a business. My customers get what they want to buy.
Okay.
Obviously, you've crossed some kind of line there that doesn't need to be crossed.
Well, I'm sorry I even interrupted you because I didn't realize you were talking about buying someone's already dead body. You're not talking about
someone's
telling them
still living. No, while they're still living.
Right. You're
I pay them in advance, and when they die, I get their body to serve.
I don't see what's wrong with that, Torgo. I mean, do you have a problem with that?
I don't feel that crosses any kind of a line. I mean, as far as there will be people who are repulsed by the concept, absolutely. But
yeah.
I don't think it's ethically wrong in any sort of a fashion.
Yeah. And if you can get people to buy that product, then I say go to it.
Right. And to the extent that some people are repulsed by that, some people are repulsed, by the goose liver situation. I personally love the taste of goose liver. I think it's delicious.
Hmm.
I mean, but I still feel that, the people are torturing these animals into a shape, an existence that they just couldn't survive naturally. And they should produce enough geese to supply the goose liver market and then just find another market for the meat. It's done for profit reasons, not for libertarian reasons, which I am a libertarian.
To be fair, sir, when it comes to this particular thing, foie gras is specifically liver from a goose that or a duck that has been overfed. It has to be overfed. It's not that there's not enough geese or duck to supply the market demand.
Well,
they're overfeeding them for the purposes of producing the dish in the fashion in which it's supposed to be made.
A goose has a liver before it's overfed.
It does, yes, but the the taste of this particular thing is it hinges on the fact that the liver is fattier than usual because it's been overfed.
Foie gras, the word itself
means fat liver.
No, people discovered this technique because they love the liver and they wanted to experiment with a way to enhance it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying that some people are repulsed by that cruelty to a living animal.
Sure, I'm repulsed by cruelty to living animals as well. I'm not a fan of it. I like animals. I think they're good to have as pets and take care of and everything. But I'm not going to make it my life's mission to go out and try and stop all of the animal abuse that's out there. For instance, they talk about puppy mill puppies. These dogs that are raised in cages born and raised in cages, sold to people at $1,000 a pop as a puppy, and then they come down with all kinds of diseases because they're being raised in an unhealthy environment. I would never patronize those businesses. I would never purchase those products, but there are people out there who would, and I would never try to impose my way on them. All I can do is not buy the products and ostracize the people that do.
Generally, I agree that passing laws against people's stupidity does no good, because no matter how many laws you pass, they're still stupid and still do stupid things. But I mean, I agree that that people should have the right to do stupid things. But
very good.
But thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, man. We're glad you're out there. 800-259-9231. Didn't get the call letters on that, but I'm pretty sure that was our Tallahassee affiliate, WUTL. 1-800-259-9231. So just some final thoughts on the foie gras thing from the AP here. Given animal rights activists' success at getting foie gras banned in Chicago, one chef says that he thinks they're going to be eating grass pretty soon. That helps explain why a group of distributors, producers, processors, and others in the foie gras business have formed the North American Foie Gras Association and hired a lobbyist to make their case as other U.S. cities contemplate following Chicago's lead. So before Chicago decided to ban foie gras, there was no such thing as the North American Foie Gras Association. Now there is. So now, because of Chicago, now there's another lobbyist group in America. It's the same thing with, remember, Torgo, when Microsoft was having that lawsuit thrown at them for including Internet Explorer in Windows?
Yes, years ago, I remember that.
They threw that lawsuit at them, and as a result, Microsoft created a lobbying arm of their business. It hadn't existed before. So now there's a foie gras association, and it's specifically because, from what we've seen, cities, governments, they love to copy one another. So some governments around the country are watching Chicago very closely. They're watching to see, well, let's see how Chicago does with this ban. We could use this here in New York City. We should use this out in Los Angeles.
And, of course, a thing like this has to happen in a town, in a city the size of Chicago. You know, it's not some little town nobody's ever heard of. No, it's got to be Chicago, one of the largest cities in the country.
That effort also includes not only examining legal and legislative options, but getting the word out that despite what animal activists say, ducks and geese raised for their liver do not have it so bad. Certainly not as bad as animal rights activists say they have it. For one thing, unlike chickens who can spend their entire lives in small pens with several other chickens, never seeing the light of day, ducks and geese raised for foie gras spend their first 12 to 14 weeks walking around in open areas, said the group's lobbyist. It's not until the last 2 to 4 weeks of their lives that the birds are brought into individual cages and force-fed through a pipe to turn a regular-sized liver into foie gras. And they claim that the process is not painful. So again, it's he said, she said. The animal activists are going to say it's painful. The lobbyist, of course, is going to say, no big deal. Personally, I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to buy either story. I'm not going to buy the foie gras. But I will stand up for the freedom of business owners to sell the products that they want to sell to their clients. And I think it's really sad and despicable that other people don't have the courage to do that. Because, to paraphrase Pastor Martin Niemöller from World War II, first they came for the foie gras. What's next? Trans fats? Fried foods? You name it. What do you think? 800-259-9231. Once they beat foie gras down, what are they going after next? Hot dogs? Hamburgers? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner. The ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, Newt Lane, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the show, and as always, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki is there, wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you to it. You'll see there's over 750 pages created by you, the listeners. In fact, you can go in and edit virtually anything that you see on the Free Talk Live wiki. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Well, we go to the phones to a man who frequently engages in eating delicacies at fine restaurants. It's Homeless John in Little Rock. Oh, he's gone. Well, I guess he didn't have that good of a cell phone connection here tonight. 800-259-9231. In that case, we'll jump into the email box, Torgo. This one came in from Sean. He says, coming across your radio program was literally a life-changing experience for me. I've long held the idea and known that something was really wrong with things in this country today, but I was much more politically ignorant and had never really even heard of the Libertarians, the Libertarian Party, the Free State Project, or anything like that. Hearing Free Talk Live made me take the time to do my homework and check up on the issues that Free Talk Live discusses. Free Talk Live was responsible for making me become better educated about the state of our government today. After tuning in to your show for a few weeks, I realized that I'm not the only person who feels this way. And it's just amazing to me how many people are out there that discover this show and have that realization. They have that same exact aha moment of, oh my gosh, I'm not the only one. And it's that's a reassuring moment, I think, for a lot of people.
Oh, it absolutely is. I kind of remember. Mine was a little bit different. Mine was more of a, when I was listening to the show, okay, that makes sense. Okay, that makes sense. You know what? You know, I guess I have always felt that way. I just never noticed it.
Never put it into words.
Right, exactly.
It didn't seem like anyone else did.
Yep.
Or at least you didn't know about it. Thanks to Free Talk Live, I'm active politically now. I'm starting journalism classes next year, using my free time to write, and have found myself wanting to fight as hard as I can to do my part, to try to undo some of the damage that has been done to this country in our names with the money that they steal from us every single day of our lives. My stance on the war on drugs has been the same as Ian's for many years now. And that's not exactly a popular stance. That is, full legalization or decriminalization or deregulation or relegalization, whatever you want to call it, want to get the drugs out of the hands of the government, as far as their controls are concerned. He says, I'm the general manager of a successful business. I have a wonderful girlfriend and a great life. And I use drugs from time to time. Nothing heavier than pot, except for perhaps the bi-yearly rave where I tend to enjoy some MDMA. 3 months ago, I was caught driving to a rave with 4 pills of MDMA. I was treated so poorly and unfairly by the police that arrested me. I was locked in a cell for 9 hours before being granted my right to a phone call and to know the charges against me and having a right to post my bail. My vehicle was impounded. Its contents were destroyed and ransacked. I was not given the right to read documents before signing them, and I was assaulted twice by a police officer. I spent hours sitting in a room with other people while getting to listen to a group of 3 police officers beat a man who was tied in restraints the entire time, simply because he was scared and would not stop sobbing and begging for someone just to let him go home. It was the most horrific thing that I've ever experienced in my life. Just listening to a few jobs literally take turns beating a defenseless man who was only drunk and very scared. I've never felt so angry about anything in my entire life, and even ended up spending time with a friend who just happens to be a professional psychologist just to come to grips with the emotions and intense hatred of the system that this event stirred in me. It was that night that I learned some really harsh realities about the toll that these insane drug laws have really taken on everyday people. Here I was, locked in a cage with 15 other people, and guess what? At least 12 of them were in for possession of controlled substances.
Oh, of course they were.
It's typical. I have sat on Monday mornings in courtroom arraignments and counted the number of people that were in there for drug or alcohol related offenses. And when I say related, I don't mean domestic abuse. I'm talking about nonviolent consensual crimes.
It's staggering, really, the number. I mean, because you'll go in there and let's say there are 40 people who are going to be arraigned during the course of that session.
Yep.
I would say
32.
30. I was going to say probably 34. So, yeah.
It's really sick. And so so many people complain, our courtrooms are overloaded. Our jails are overflowing. Well, we can solve the problem by ending the war on drugs. Problem solved. Courtrooms available. Speedy trials for anybody who's been caught doing something actually harming another person. Anyway, he goes on to discuss the people that he was in jail with. He says these people were not all losers. Some of them were well-dressed men and women with jobs and families and friends. It was such a life-changing experience for me. I've been a pot smoker for over 10 years now, but I never thought that my personal choice to smoke a plant or ingest a few hundred milligrams of pure MDMA would actually result in me getting to see firsthand what happens to people in this seriously damaged thing that we call the war on drugs. Months later, I've been forced to invest over $3,500 in legal fees simply because I was scared so badly by the events of that night that I probably would do anything to guarantee that I don't end up in some cage somewhere. But I still choose to hit the bong from time to time, and I do not feel like I'm a bad person or a criminal for doing so. I've never committed any crime in my life before that night, and I would argue that he didn't commit a crime at all. What he did was he did something the state said, The state says, you can't do that. That's all he did. He didn't harm anybody. He wasn't driving while totally messed up. He wasn't endangering anyone's lives.
He didn't even do what some people, and I question this anyway, some people would say that when you take those drugs, you're harming yourself. And that's harming somebody. He didn't even get to go that far with it.
Yeah, he just had him
on him. That's all.
And those people that say you're harming yourself, I'd like to see the evidence, because at least for marijuana and MDMA, it's not out there. Anyway, he goes on to say, now I'm going to, or, well, now anything you can abuse, I'd like to say. If you're using it as a if you're using them responsibly, probably not going to be doing any harm. If you're using them excessively, like anything, drinking excessively, eating fatty foods excessively, there's going to be
harm. Hey, what are you trying to say?
Nothing.
Okay.
That's all, man.
All right.
He says, now I'm going to get experience to experience firsthand the California Drug Diversion Program. Well, I'll be subject to random drug testing and have nearly $100 stolen from me on a weekly basis. Because if I don't pay them, I go back to jail. Socialist bastards, he says. And I know what they do with my money. They invest it to create more insane laws that punish our family members, neighbors, friends, and anyone else that they can get their hands on. Even worse, I'm going to be subject to an amazing collection of lies and half-truths during these so-called classes, and I'm going to document the best ones and send them your way and hope that it'll provide some good material for the show. I can't wait to hear them talk about the dangers of MDMA and then listen to them cite the George Ricart study as proof. In case you don't know, Ricart was the guy the federal government paid to lie to Congress about the dangers of MDMA, who, by the way, later retracted his entire study after it was proven to be total BS. It's some really amazing reading that some of your listeners might not be aware of, and even though Ricart himself has publicly admitted his mistakes and retracted his so-called findings, the laws that his study helped create still stand in effect. Of course, the good news, though, is that there have been some organizations, the multidisciplinary psychedelic studies organization, MAPS, they have gotten, believe it or not, DEA approval to actually do studies on MDMA. So things seem to be shifting slowly in the right direction, at least for that particular drug. He says, I'm looking forward to hearing their claims about how pot is a gateway drug. I'll be high on espresso, taking notes, paying attention, and collecting as much information as I can so I can publish it and attack their lies as fiercely as possible.
Be careful. Caffeine is also a gateway drug, from what I hear.
Thanks to Free Talk Live, I've been inspired to stand up and fight. I've joined the Libertarian Party, considering a future move to the free state, and I've been awakened to a whole new way of thinking. Well, thank you for the email, and it warms my heart to feel things, to hear things like this, Torgo. To know that
you don't have a heart.
Well, it warms the little black clog in there.
Okay.
And it makes me feel good. It's good to know that we're making a difference, and you can make a difference too. Pick up your phone, dial in, and talk about what's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Gene's on the line in Oklahoma City. Bo in California. Ladies, your calls come first if you make them now. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Saturday edition of the show, you can take control of the airwaves with the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Shop with us. We give you everything on our site for free. One of the things you can do to return the favor is by buying our swag. We've got shirts. We've got hats. We've got a DVD set. There's bumper stickers in there, which, by the way, if you go to store.freetalklive.com, you'll actually learn how you can get a free, gratis, Free Talk Live bumper sticker.
Awesome. I want one.
Yep. Well, yeah, I guess we can give you one or two for free. Go to store.freetalklive.com to take a look at all the stuff that we got there. I think you're going to like them. Oh, and by the way, there's a pre-order discount in effect right now. So through the rest of the month of August at store.freetalklive.com, whenever you add something to your cart, you're going to notice the price is going to drop because you're getting an over 7% discount for helping us out with the pre-order phase. Again, get the details at store.freetalklive.com. Well, we go to the phones and to the fun. It's Gene in Oklahoma City listening on KGWA. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo. Hello, Gene in OKC. You there? Going once? Gene in Oklahoma City going twice. All right, we'll try it. Maybe he went over from his phone. We'll try Bo in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo. Hello, Bo.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Torgo.
Hello, Bo.
Hey, you guys have a great radio program. I listen to you via the internet every day. You guys
congratulations,
are very,
sir.
What's very addictive. Basically, I was wanting to know how on the Free State Project. I've been through the meat grinder of family courts. You know, I haven't seen my kids in a year, and the courts won't do anything about it. I have a child support garnishment, too, and I'm wondering, if I were to move to the Free State Project, how would they handle the legal matters with interstate jurisdiction? You know, I just want to know how you guys would address something like that once everything gets set up in Keene, New Hampshire.
What I guess I'm a little confused. I mean, how do they handle it now? Don't they already have systems in place to do that sort of thing? Are you asking, is that stuff going to go away?
Yeah, basically, would that stuff go away? Because I see the whole child support racket as nothing but a money-making thing for the states. And I'm wondering that once you get
now,
enough...
Now, wait, before you go on, how would you respond to somebody that says, well, you sound like you're a deadbeat dad and you just want to get out of your child support?
No, basically, deadbeat dad is somebody who doesn't support their kids. I'm more than happy to support my kids, and I do. I do pay, you know, child support and all that good stuff. However, the amount of child support that I pay is practically alimony because where my ex-wife lives, it's very inexpensive to live, but I'm sending her almost $1,000 a month, and I know that that is not just for the kids. It's very draconian the way they calculate child support. And I'm just wanting to know, you know, how that would work in Keene, New Hampshire, if I was to move there. I mean, would we get to the point where the state would not be honoring other court orders in legal matters like that?
Okay, so what you're trying to get at, and you're not saying today if you were to move where to a place where Free Staters have moved, but
correct.
Eventually, the goal of an organization like the Free State Project that is trying to make a state more liberty-oriented,
yes.
Would one of the goals be to stop the jurisdiction that California has? You know, if California has a law that goes against what the majority of the Free Staters believe, for example, how is that going to apply?
Yeah, you know, it's an excellent question, and that could certainly be an arm of liberty activism that you could be the leader of. I mean, I don't have kids. I'm not too aware of the alimony situation. I'm not well educated, so anything I say will be total speculation. Although I would say that if we could sever as many co-requirements as the other states try to put on each other, I think that'd be a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to make it sound like we're trying to attract deadbeats. I think that you got to be really careful how you approach this issue.
Absolutely. I mean, everybody likes to sound that thing, you're a deadbeat, you don't want to take care of your kid. No, I will take care of my kids. I love taking care of my kids. It's just that there's so many ex-wives out there who see their children as a check. And their only motivation for the children is to get that monthly child support check because they know it is alimony. The whole way it's set up and, you know, the whole father's rights and non-custodial parents' rights movement is really disgusted with it. I mean,
I know you mentioned the movement. I know there are a lot of other people out there that are on your side, and maybe you could be one of the people that's out there pushing to get this to make this happen in the Free State. I can't say that, I would definitely support you. I don't know what else I could do besides support you and go to some rallies or something like that, but I think there'd be a lot of people that would get behind that.
Right, because it still comes down to an issue of whether it's a custodial parent issue or whether it's a child support issue. It comes down to an issue of a state government trying to tell you what interaction you will have with your family.
Yes, exactly. And the way it's set up now, if one parent disagrees, then automatically the state gets involved. If you don't do things the way the other parent agrees, then the state automatically says, well, we need to get involved because you can't agree. It's like, no, you get involved when my kids are being neglected.
But up until that point,
stay out of my life.
In regards to the deadbeat dad, or I suppose there are also deadbeat moms, but in regards to the deadbeat parent issue, I would like to say that perhaps there could be some sort of a market mechanism that would develop in the absence of the state coercion. Maybe there would be some sort of a market ostracization program of some sort that would somehow out deadbeat parents. That way everyone knew who they were and they couldn't just escape, if you will.
Well, of course. Exactly. I mean, you bring children into the world, then, you know, you need to take care of them. And that brings up a whole other issue about how many rights and things that women have over their bodies should they decide they want a child. But if the guy decides he doesn't want the child, well, she has so many options. She can get an abortion. She can go up for adoption. Basically, the guy has no rights. He only has responsibilities when it comes to children. And
very good. Bo, get up there and lead the charge, man. We appreciate the call. Thanks.
I love you guys, Joe. Torgo,
you
rock.
And thanks, dude. 800-259.
Oh, sure. Cut him off on that. I see how you're going to be. You know what?
We got calls, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I know who we've got. He can wait. No. That man was praising me.
Let's talk to Daniel in British Columbia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, I don't know Daniel. I'm sorry, Daniel. I was being rude.
Hey, what's up?
There was a cosmic interference. I didn't hear what you said. I just heard Daniel.
Daniel, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, but you said you apologized for something. Or
that's okay. You'll have to listen to the archive. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So look, it's great to call in. I'm a new listener to
congratulations. You got to get to your point, man. We got a lot of calls holding.
Okay, so here it is. First of all, it's a paraphrase that I think neatly describes the current situation, and it goes, in an alarming situation of looming tyranny, as in so many other situations in our fetid times, the fish rots from the head. Okay, now the other thing I wanted to know quickly, as a new listener,
I missed that a little bit.
It's just what it's saying is that when corruption takes place, it starts from the head with fish and with politicians.
Okay,
and politics.
You mean the higher up levels
exactly.
That are
more
likely to be corrupt. Yeah, we've actually heard from people in bureaucracy, especially the police departments that have absolutely told us, no question, the higher up bureaucrats are more likely to be corrupt.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, okay. So the other thing is, just from listening to GCN for a little while, I've heard these right wing critics of the Bush-Cheney regime becoming apoplectic at the term sustainability. Now, as far as I've ever known, sustainability is at best beneficial for our home, our planet.
What is sustainability?
At worst, it's benign, huh?
What do you mean by sustainability, Daniel?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They haven't defined why they're wailing and gnashing their teeth at the concept, but they hate it. They see it as, I guess, as somehow further abridging their freedom.
You know, as I understand it, sustainability is simply an economic concept that applies to businesses producing a consumable product, for instance, like paper, for instance. If
trees,
you want to sustain that
trees.
Business, you keep trees. Planting the trees as you
yeah.
harvest them, and
okay,
there's
so
nothing wrong with that.
Why do they hate it? I honest to God, I've heard it.
I think it's just I think it's probably just misinformation and miscommunication.
Well,
thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. I mean, what's there to hate about that? It's just a business practice.
Yeah, it
smart
makes no
business.
Sense to me.
Let's go to Webster in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Webster, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, what's
hey.
On your mind?
Hey, I've been a conservative all my life.
What's
I've been
mean?
Libertarian since 1980.
Okay.
I have the honor of being the first libertarian candidate for mayor of Indianapolis.
Excellent.
Okay, now...
Now that you're credible, what's on your mind, Webster?
A couple or 4 years ago, there was a fellow named Bob Barr in
mm-hmm.
Congress.
Yep, down in Georgia.
Yeah. He was one of the strongest voices for the Second Amendment that we had in
okay.
Congress. By the way, I am a member of the NRA and of the GOA.
Okay.
I'm a firm believer in the Second Amendment.
Great.
The Libertarian Party in Washington
mm-hmm.
was ecstatic because they had managed to drum Bob Barr out of Congress, where we Second Amendment types needed him desperately.
Well, Bob Barr was really an anti-freedom guy when he was in Congress, and then all of a sudden he gets out of Congress and totally changes his tune, and now he's out there talking about liberty and freedom. It's just amazing. Hour 3's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...